KN4 TSW.
How are you?
Sitting here on the back porch drinking some coffee.
That's because you're on a different radio.
It's tea on the back deck.
Did you take a day off or the week off?
In another day this week, my cousins are down from New Jersey and we're going to do something today. Today's the only day Susan's off.
I hope you enjoy it. Hope it don't rain it out, whatever it is.
It rained down here yesterday, man.
Weird. And then Saturday night, we had what we call a gully washer up here because it cleaned all the gullies out.
Sure. We definitely needed the rain. We've been missing it here in Greer for a while.
This morning?
This morning I heard somebody try to break in, but it was real scratchy. I couldn't figure it out.
Had to go in early today then, since he's had a week off.
Tried to do any of that 13 colony contest over the 4th of July. Never completed it. I filled out my form and sent it off to get a certificate.
Take you a while to get it done?
About 2 hours on it on the 4th, and I had 12. But the South Carolina one, man, I really struggled with the South Carolina one. And then on the 5th, it was storming, so I didn't try it. And on the 6th, I saw where he was on, and bam, I got him first try.
Well, good deal. Glad you were able to do that.
TSW. Yeah, I didn't get any of the bonus stations. They were in other countries and that, but man, they had a serious pile-up.
I hear that's normal when those contests are going on. I went up to Fred's K4RM Saturday. He's got a vacation placed up here right now in his retirement home up here in Transylvania County, and man, he's got a really nice setup. They were working some kind of contest, I don't remember what it was, Saturday and Sunday, and just amazing the setup he's got at the station.
Some kind of contest. I made the contact with one station down in South America, right off the coast of Venezuela, and that, but that was all that I messed with. Put back together.
Living room and all the living area put back together, and now still working on my shack and our, I don't know, junk room, storage room, whatever you want to call it. Most of it's done, so most everything's done. We've still got a few little things here and there. Stuff you accumulate over the years.
Well, especially if you're in the same spot for a while.
24 years now, so that's the longest I've ever lived in one place.
We've been here since 98, so that's about the same time.
Well, 98's when we moved in there, so that's same time about it.
What's going on?
Just trying to get back in the groove of going to work again.
A week off just kills you, doesn't it? Man, the radio was quiet last week. I don't think I talked to anybody.
Listened a lot, but I didn't talk to hardly anybody. Just so many other things going on, and I don't know, just didn't. Don't know why.
It's nice just to sit back and listen, right?
Taking your daughter back?
640 miles round trip, and we made it in 11 hours both times.
Turn around.
Especially, you know, with the holiday weekend and everything, but we didn't hit any any traffic. I mean, I've seen traffic on the other side, especially on that turn 26 going into Asheville.
Horrible. It's worse than 85 right now because it's only two lanes and they're doing all that work to it. If at all possible, I avoid that. I mean, I'll just go completely around and on the surface streets.
Understand that. It was just bumper to bumper, like 30 mile an hour for just miles on end.
Looking on the road all the way up to exit 2, all the way back down to exit, 59. So, I mean, it's crazy what they're trying to do to it.
To make it better, but that usually isn't the case.
Time they get it done, it'll be outgrown already.
Hey, open Bria.
No, today is my TR and Bria this afternoon. I split Bria up into 2 days.
This will be good for you today with everybody coming off of vacation.
I still got some that are on vacation. So be a little slow start this morning, but we'll figure it out.
Ed for anybody?
I have not. I didn't talk to anybody last week either, so I haven't talked to haven't heard from Ed in a couple weeks now.
I'm over the fourth. If he was going to do that contest and that, but he was helping Miss Carol out. She was going to have to go and they were going to look at it to find out if she had to have surgery, but I haven't found out if she's got to yet or not.
Ask how she was doing. That's the reason I hadn't really tried to get together to do the get-together, because I didn't know how she was doing or how much they were going to be able to do.
They thought that maybe she was passing out. That's what was, causing the issue. So they were going to be checking out her heart and everything.
Find out whatever it is and can fix it.
KN4TFW. Now with the gas prices going down, there's a gas refinery in Oklahoma that caught fire.
Let the gas prices go down too far. I had to figure out something.
Most of the time when you're trying to win some voters and everything, and they had to do something, right?
You never know. I don't even know what to say about this world anymore. But nothing I can do about it other than sit back and watch it happen.
Yeah, I cooked a couple of pork butts over the weekend, and one of them I canned. And that turned out well. Quartz. That's all that would kind of fit in my crock pot, and that once it was all cooked down. Pulled pork, I didn't put no barbecue sauce on it yet.
Better you didn't. Less introduction to the canning process.
You could use it for, different stuff. You could use it for quesadillas or all kinds of different stuff.
You do them in your pressure cooker?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an hour and a half for quarts once you get up to the pressure. So it doesn't take long to get there.
Individually?
All at the same time. I think it'll hold like 7 or 8 quarts.
An hour and a half a quart, or just an hour and a half for that run?
Just an hour and a half for that run. I did chicken thighs in pints, and I packed it in there raw, cooked them in a jar, and one of them didn't seal up, so we ate it, and that was the best chicken I think I've had.
Nice and juicy anyway. Shouldn't have been dry.
Jar up with juice, and when it just sits there and cooks in its own juice, and that stuff gets tender, and it was good. And man, when you take them out of the canner, they sit there and they bubble for an hour.
Well, then gas is up to the top of the jar.
Well, me, it's time to go in, so I'll leave it with you, and I guess I better go get me a shower and get my day started.
You and Miss Susan and your family have a good day. Hope you stay dry. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Have an awesome day. You be careful out there. KN4 PSW.
You fellas.
David, KO4 HKX here. Patrick.
Patrick, just want to add, hope you have a good day out there and profitable and all that, and don't get too hot. It's going to be another warm one.
Sure. I'll get the air conditioner cranked up as soon as I get to the truck. That way I try to stay as cool as possible.
Yeah, I've been doing that myself. I got my mom's old car. I had some Freon put in it last week, and it still ain't quite 100%, so I'm going to try cleaning the coil around the front grill and see if that gets it more on up to snuff to suit me.
I'll bring you up here. It'll surely help it. But, David, I'm coming into what I call the black hole here. I'm on 7-3. You stay cool today, and I will talk to you on down the log, KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
Yeah, you're getting a little scratchy, so you have a good day. I'll talk to you a little later. KF4 NXY.